It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Millions of Californians had their power shut off last week by PG&E as a way to prevent wildfires from starting during dangerous conditions. As part of our five-part series dedicated to the anniversaries of the Tubbs and Camp fires, we look into how two communities were affected by the blackouts. North State Public Radio's Sarah Bohannon reports.
Santa Rosa resident Kristen Byrne did not lose power to her home during last week's public safety power shutoffs, but she did get a concerning call from her sister.
It was Wednesday night at 2:38 in the morning. She was hooked up to the breast pump machine and the electricity went out.
Her sister's baby is 10 weeks old and will only drink milk from a bottle.
So, you know, she puts the milk in the ice chest as quickly as possible, gets to the refrigerator at my house. I'm making ice for her so that way she can have some ice overnight in order to keep the milk cold while she's at her house overnight. And so it's just the anxiety that it produces, and she already has so much anxiety over feeding her child, and this has just brought it to a whole different level.
Byrne knows her sister is lucky. She has family nearby and people to support her. But like many in Santa Rosa, she's concerned for what the outage means for others.
It's not fair to the community.
That's Santa Rosa resident Patricia Elridge. PG&E shut off her power last Wednesday night, too.
It's mostly not fair to the people who could not go to work, the businesses who are losing revenue, people in the society that can't tolerate 2 days without power. It's not fair. Something must be done.
The stress and anxiety last week's blackouts created around the state was almost palpable. But for one community in the burn scar of last November's campfire, the shutoffs were barely even noticeable.
I don't even know when they're happening until somebody, you know, says, I have this problem.
That's because Terry Rubiolo has not had electricity for nearly a year. She lost her home in the campfire, and now she and most of her neighbors who live in Concow have been relying on propane and generators for all of their power since the fire.
Right now, we're working on getting ice chests again and stuff. I have the ice machine, so I make ice for people that have medicines that have to stay cool.
Rubiolo says even though living without PG&E is the norm for her, the shutoffs still have her concerned, mostly for those with medical conditions. She said during the very first power shutoff over the summer, she received a call to help a young man who was quadriplegic.
And his body cannot regulate temperature. And this is when it was like 112 degrees up there, okay? They needed a generator so they could run the fans to keep this young man from literally cooking.
She says during another shutoff, she had to take a friend to the emergency room to get medications because pharmacies were closed. And now she also keeps an extra generator for a neighbor who is on dialysis.
Because if his dies, he dies. And I don't think they're thinking about this. I mean, people that are on chemo, and there's so many other illnesses out there, that temperature is huge. It keeps them alive.
But for other Concow residents like Cheryl Lee Harrell, who also lost her home in the campfire, concerns surrounding PG&E are not about the blackouts. They're about things like not being able to get insurance when she rebuilds.
I've called like 6 different insurance companies and been told no, that they will not cover anybody up here. And PG&E, they got to do something. They have burnt this community out too many times, and I don't see them being, other than they're going to have the lawsuits going and stuff, but I'm beginning to think that maybe PG&E ought to be paying for some insurance. It's because of them, they've now deemed it a high fire area where it's making it impossible for people to get insurance to protect their investments here.
For North State Public Radio News and KRCB, I'm Sarah Bohannon in Chico.
Listen to the first story and follow the series at NorCalPublicMedia.org.